This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The 10 leading U.S. Democratic contenders stood unified in their goal to unseat President Donald Trump from the White House, but highlighted their differences during their third debate Thursday night. We get more from VOA's Jim Malone.
For the first time, all the top Democratic contenders were on stage at the same time in the debate broadcast by ABC News, and they wasted little time in challenging each other. The current frontrunner, former Vice President Joe Biden, defended his plan to expand health care coverage and challenged some of his liberal rivals to defend theirs.
How are we going to pay for it? I want to hear tonight how that's happened.
Biden's critique was directed at Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, both of whom support a more expansive government-run approach. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
And at the same time as the debate, President Trump was speaking at the 2019 House Republican Conference member retreat dinner and said that he can't believe that Senator Elizabeth Warren is in serious contention against former Vice President Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination.
I hit Pocahontas way too early. I thought she was gone. She's emerged from the ashes. And now it looks like she could beat Sleepy Joe. He's fallen asleep. He has no idea what the hell he's doing or saying.
The United States is moving ahead with millions of dollars in aid for Ukraine's military. That is money that had until now been held up by the White House. White House officials Thursday confirmed the release of $250 million in funding from the Pentagon and another $141 million in financial assistance from the State Department shortly before lawmakers were set to admonish the administration for the delay. Earlier Thursday, the State Department announced it had been cleared to release the $141 million in aid. This is VOA News. China on Thursday extended the latest gesture of goodwill in the ongoing trade dispute with the United States as the world's two largest economies prepare for high-level trade talks. A Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman, Gao Feng, said China was looking into purchasing U.S. agricultural goods such as pork and soybeans. And President Trump says that he's delaying tariffs on Chinese goods as a birthday present to China's president.
We gave them a two-week in honor of President Xi. We gave them a two-week reprieve. And so we'll be doing the tariffs on October 15th instead of October 5th or 1st.
And mid-level negotiators plan to meet later this month to prepare for the first high-level trade talks between the United States and China since July. The House Foreign Affairs Committee has issued a subpoena to the Trump administration's envoy to the U.S.-Taliban talks. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Days after President Trump said he canceled negotiations with the Taliban, lawmakers have subpoenaed former Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad, demanding that he testify at an open congressional hearing next week. The committee chairman, New York Democrat Elliot Engel, says the Trump administration's keeping the American people and Congress in the dark about these Taliban negotiations aimed at reaching a peace plan and getting U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. Engel says he hasn't been getting answers from the Trump administration, so it's time to hear directly from the point person on Afghanistan. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump says that the fourth round of talks could happen with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea has already offered working-level talks by the end of the month, raising hopes of a more substantive phase of negotiations. We get more from VOA's Bill Gallo.
Donald Trump says he may hold a fourth meeting with Kim Jong-un by the end of the year.
They want to meet. They'd like to meet. I think it's something that will happen.
North Korea has already offered working-level talks by the end of the month, raising hopes of a more substantive phase of negotiations. The departure of Trump's hawkish national security adviser John Bolton may help, says former U.S. official Dennis Wilder.
I think that the North Koreans will be happy to see John Bolton no longer as part of the president's team. John Bolton clearly never was on board with the president's policies on Korea.
John Bolton famously referred to the Libya model for North Korea's denuclearization, an unnerving image for Pyongyang, as Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi was killed by U.S.-backed rebels after giving up his nuclear program.
That's VOA's Bill Gallo. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my mind.
Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent will be knocking on your doors. So relax, because today again, I am going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Starting the show today from South Sudan with Sultan Clinton in Sexy Baby. This is his brand new court, and right after that, Askante from the Republic of Guinea comes in with For Me and Casanova by Stanley Enow of Cameroon. But let's go to South Sudan, and for all my friends out there in South Sudan, including the African Beat Ambassador, Denea Dennis, this one is going out to you. Sexy Baby, Sultan Clinton from South Sudan.
Sexy body.
For who I am.
Later on the show today, we will introduce a Ghanaian gospel contemporary artist, Sandy J. She will be talking to us and playing some beautiful music for us. So stay tuned and don't go away. Casanova, the beautiful music of Stanley Enow of Cameroon, and right before that, For Me by Askanti of Guinea, and Sexy Baby by Sultan Clinton of South Sudan. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Don't go away.
Hi, my name is Daniel Dennis of Stigos, all the way from South Sudan. I am with David Vandy of The African Beat live on The Voice of America.
Welcome back to The African Beat on The Voice of America. And now let's take some of your messages from our friends on Facebook. Hello, David. This is Aledi K. Mathias from Aflao Volta region in Ghana. Aledi writes, I love The African Beat on The Voice of America. Keep the marvelous work you're doing for the Africans, taking the African music to the world. Thank you so much, Aledi. And so let's get back to music now with Charenga by H.E. Bobby Wine of Uganda. And right after that, Kidogo by Diamond Platinums of Tanzania featuring Peace Choir of Nigeria. And we will introduce a song known as Detubima, done for us by Kwame Senior from Ghana, West Africa. Yes, this is an inspiration that comes from the nature of life and love experiences, which talks about a young, beautiful lady. Well, we'll be playing that song, all right? But let's take it to the top now with Charenga, the sound of H.E. Bobby Wine from Uganda. Hey, Alama.
Sunshine, and those are which you better be being a you are mine. Ubalo live in a pusan and a dulimo dance. And who's about to see Nikuna will when you go squeeze. Kapuba chinga, Ola Vikanga, Tanchinga, baby, my job will be joined. Then you go up, Kabu no Ninda. But one day you say it is on Zikanya, another day you say it is in Muke. One day you say you are on Lupara. Another day you say you are my UK. Anya dwe pingo itire mo junya olinga kata idindi mubede. Nayenga chanenga, echana chanenga mama. Singana lini na waka ubu, nandi vadena gini ama sabu. Kugame chanenga, patuma chanenga basi. Singana lini na waka ubu, nandi vadena gini ama sabu. Jinsa batulu vena kubana balala kubana giwe. Saino na yenga wakawale, mola bikunza la wabonda bubutununa.
Don't forget to join me and my guest today, Ghanaian gospel contemporary artist, Sandy J. She'll be right here to talk to you.
Baby, you name is Icy T Bangura, and if you're not listening to African Beat, what are you doing? Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Vandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
By Kwame Senior of Ghana, and right before that, Kidogo by Diamond Platinums of Tanzania featuring Peace Choir, and Cherenga by H.E. Bobby Wine of Uganda. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vande here in Washington. I'll be right back. Every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
The lyrics could be French, English, Swahili, Bantu, or Arabic.
But it's the beat that counts.
Join host David Vandy weekdays for 1 hour of the best African music and exclusive interviews with music stars from the continent on the African beat at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time.
And if you have any comments about the show, contact us via email at africanbeat@voanews.com. Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Well, I am back. And I told you that today I have a very, very special lady. And she is known simply as Sandy J. And we're going to be asking her exactly what the J is all about and where's the Sandy coming from. But I tell you, she was born in Ghana, and she's a contemporary gospel artist. I call her that, of African origin. And you want to see her. But let me just bring her in and welcome to the African Beat, Sandy.
Thank you, Dr. Vandy.
You know, this doctor, I received that doctor one, you know. But it's nice. It's nice. And it's good that you are here. Finally, you've made this appearance on the African Beat. It's been a long time coming.
Long time.
And you've waited for this call for like...
I've been waiting for this call for a while.
All right, okay. All the same, it's good to be here. Welcome again.
Thank you.
So now let's talk about you. Tell us a little bit about Sandy J and what the J is all about.
My legal name is Sandra.
Sandra.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my legal name. And then my last name is Johnson. So
it's actually Sandra Johnson. And I love that. I love the coining Sandy J. Sandra Johnson.
Ooh. So when I wanted to come out with my kind of gospel, I just wanted a name that is kind of catchy. And pertaining to the style of music that I want to do. And I just, you know, brainstormed and came up with Sandy J, because my friends call me Sandy.
Okay.
And so I thought, you know, if I just do just J, the letter J, it's not going to really be unique. So I spelt it out J-A-Y. So it's Sandy J.
All right. Well, that sounds cool. That sounds cool. So how long have you been singing or doing music?
I've been doing music for a while, since maybe the 90s. But I was singing as backup in church.
So when did it actually dawn on you that you have to step forward?
So it was in 2006 that I really wanted to come out, but I just couldn't come out. I didn't know the way. I just didn't know the way.
You didn't know the way.
I didn't know the way until 2016 was my first album. Yeah.
So you actually break the barriers to say, you know what? I am just stepping out no matter what. Whatever the outcome is, let me just go there and see what it's like.
Yeah. So in 2016, I made some demos, like, you know, just backyard against demos, and some of them are still not out yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, today you're here to give us three of your songs, so we're gonna start off with Gentle Love, which is your the title album of your latest album, right? That's the title track.
Yes.
Gentle Love. So let's talk about this song. How, you know, where did you get the inspiration from to title your song Gentle Love, and tell us about it?
So the gentle love that that I got is the supernatural love that I think is unconditional, because I remember as a young person that love was defined to me as is a feeling that you feel when you're about to feel a feeling that you've never felt before. But growing up and learning about love and rejections and all of that, I found out a different thing about love, that actually love comes about through a way of an algorithm, and then a hypothesis, and then a process to actually come about. So and I'll give you an example in what I mean and break it down.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that when you meet somebody, and I'm not talking about a man or a woman, but when you meet somebody, the characteristics between those people that actually either repel or attract, if you've done physics, you know that like poles attract, unlike poles repel.
Mm-hmm.
So when the characteristics attract, then there's a kind of likeness between the two of them.
Okay.
And then if they repel. So when there's an attraction, after that, there has to be an algorithm pertaining to those two people. And if you know what an algorithm is, it's kind of steps that yields a result. So the two of them have to identify their own algorithm. And then the two of them will find a need between the two of them, why they are coming together.
Why they're coming together.
Together, yes.
Oh, wow.
So that need forms a hypothesis, which has to come to a result. And so it goes through a process over a certain period of time. And then love is formed. So you cannot meet somebody and just say you love the person.
Wow.
Okay, so I found out the breakdown for love. The only love that can be just, that can overcome all these processes, is the gentle love that is in this song. And that is a supernatural love that comes from beyond, above, from your creator.
Wow.
So that is the kind of love that I'm talking about here.
And I love the way you put in it. You see, at first I was just going to pounce on you when you say learning about love and rejection. So I was going to ask if you have been loved and rejected before.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's break that one down a little bit.
Yes.
Let's make it personal.
Okay. that's fine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I'm listening.
So, I mean, like, you know, because like I said, when you and somebody meet, there are characteristics between the two of you mm-hmm. that have to come together.
That have to come together.
Yeah, so yeah. That's when there's an attraction, then it means that the characteristics are actually attracting each other. But then if at some point, sometimes people force it to attract. So when they force it to attract, mm-hmm. that is when, as they go on and it goes through the processes, it begins to repair.
It begins to fall apart.
It begins to, that's where divorce, that's when rejection, that's where, you know, hurt and things comes in.
Girl, this song has got some meaning, right?
Yeah.
So what we're going to do now, we're going to play it out for the people. Let them be their own George. Let them listen to this song as you perform it, okay? And then we will come back. All right?
Okay.
For those of you who are watching or listening to The African Beat, my guest is Sandy J. She's a contemporary gospel singer, and she's got her own style. And the first song is Gentle Love. I want you to listen carefully to it and put yourself in it, and maybe you will come out with something. Let's get the song right.
Your love is so marvelous.
You are.
Wow. Gentle love. I love it. I love it. Ooh, man. And let's leave gentle love, and you know, I'll keep listening to it. Maybe I'll find something in it that I'll bring back to you. So if we say we want to look at your kind of music, how can we describe it? I know, yes, it's gospel, but you are from Africa, and we want to see what kind of music you play.
So my genre is contemporary. I do every kind of beat, every kind of genre. Like, I do...
Is it acceptable?
So that is where the issue is. So it's, I know it's a challenge, especially for the African continent and the community when it comes to gospel. And if you look at the female gospel artists, we don't have that many people doing the kind of gospel that I'm doing. So I like being challenged. I like challenges. So I want to challenge myself with different beats. But my point is, I'm getting out a message. So it's the message that I want them to listen to. I have a new song that is more like Afrobeat that's going to come out.
Okay.
But my music...
Should I be ready for that?
Yes, you should be ready, because it's really powerful. And it says God is not a man.
Oh, my goodness.
It is hot, I'm telling you.
Okay.
So apparently my music genre... It's more every kind of beat. It can be any beat. It can be jazzy. It can be
so
hip-hop.
You're fusing everything.
It can be Afro. Yes.
So it's like a fusion of every beat to put together. Wow.
That's Sandy J. So it depends on how I feel and how I receive the message. Because when I get the music, I hear it in my ears. And usually
who are your target audience?
My target audience is there.
People that you think
is the younger generation.
Okay.
That is my targeted audience.
And your message in there, you believe that your messages in your songs speak to them.
Yes. And then also people outside of the church. Those are my target, and that's the calling that I have.
I hear you. All right. And the African beat on The Voice of America. So now let's look at the next song. It's called God's Temple. God's Temple. So tell me about this song.
So God's Temple talks about our bodies, how our body is the temple of God. And I'm reaching out to, you know, people who really want to be part of the church. They want to come to the body of Christ. However, it's difficult for them because sometimes they have an addiction and they are not being accepted. But they are trying. They know they are vulnerable. But then they're not being accepted. They need the help. But how are we going to help them if we don't open up to them? So I'm speaking to these people with addictions, people who have certain things that they want to stop doing. They know it's wrong, but they really can't.
They just can't get over it.
They just can't get over it. They need help. They know that they acknowledge that they need help. So the first thing is acknowledgement. They acknowledge that they need help, but they don't know how to go about it. So I'm just telling them that God still loves you. You know, keep trying. You're going to get over it.
But what about a situation where those who are supposed to accept them, even those who are not, even if it's not addiction, but like you want to come, but
yes,
and those who are supposed to accept you decided not to accept you. They think that you are living in your own world and you're not supposed to be part of where they are. What is your message to them?
So my message to them is that, you know, they have to have their own personal relationship, because that's the key. As long as you believe and you have a personal relationship, you're saved, you're okay. So you don't always have to try for people to accept you, because they might not accept you. And so you just have to find your own relationship and work on your own relationship.
Walk on your own. And accept who you are.
And one thing is also believing that whoever you're hearing from actually has a plan for you, and believing in yourself. So if you can build up your confidence and say, hey, I don't need to be accepted by these people. If they don't want to accept me, that's fine. But I know what I'm doing is right. I know I'm on the right path. That's all I care about.
And that's what I'm talking about. My guest is Sandy J, talking about her latest album, Gentle Love. And the next track we're going to play right now is God's Temple. I want you to stay tuned and don't go away. Let's enjoy this. When we come back, we'll talk again to our guest. We'll be right back. Enjoy the music. God's Temple right now on the African Beat on the Voice of America. Wow. That is something else. Sandy J. So, with music aside, you know, when you're not doing music, when you're not playing music, or when you're not singing somewhere, what else do you do?
I'm blessed to have two careers. So I do music most of the time. But when I'm not doing music, I am also a consultant, a technical project manager consultant. I work on technical projects. Okay. So I help on teams to develop applications and healthcare systems.
And family life, you married?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So talk about...
I'm actually married to a pastor.
Oh, woo!
Isn't that very controversial?
Yeah. So where's the disagreement here about the music and the kind of music? And
apparently, he really supports my music. And so I can't wait for his
give him
ministry.
A shout out. Come on, look into the camera and give him a shout out. Come on.
I want to give a shout out to Pastor Peter Johnson. I love you so much. Thank you for pushing me out there. When you met me, I was a backup singer, and you've pushed me out there, and I thank you for your support. And you've seen the challenges in the music industry when it comes to gospel and my kind of music when it comes to Africans. And you support me. I mean, I thank you so much.
All right. That one is cool. I like that. Okay. So now we're actually going to do our final track. And our final track for today is Don't Give Up. And I know that in this life, in everyday life, people sometimes just break down and they just give up. What happened when you did this song? Was there anything personal that happened that ginger up this title in your spirit?
Yes. So, you know, as a consultant, sometimes, most of the time, I catch the train to DC to work. And I was actually at work one day when a coworker came to me and said, hey, I'm working on this project, and this project has to deal with prisoners. And when they come out, there's a challenge for them because people don't want to accept them in a society. And so, Sandy, if you can help me write a song that can encourage them, that can just tell them not to give up because I'm about to resign from work to start working with prisoners. And I was really scared for her. I was like, whoa.
Was about to resign from her day job start working with prisoners.
Yes.
Wow.
And as I'm telling you right now, she's doing great. She did. She did resign. So I told her, I was like, okay, I'm going to do this song. She said, I'm going to support it. So I said, okay, great. I wrote the song. I kept going every day. And I'm like, hey, I've written the song. I sang it to her. I did the demo. I played it for her. She was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And right now, so actually she used it for promo on her page to support prisoners coming back and fitting into the society. Yeah, and right now she's doing great. Her name is Sheila Murphy. She's doing so great.
All right. So wherever you are, whatever wrong has happened in your life and you think you cannot come back, all what the song is saying is don't give up.
Don't give up.
Yeah, it's always time.
Always.
Well, Sandy, I want to thank you. You've been such an inspiration today. I actually don't know what was holding me back to get you on the show. But, you know, with you coming in, I have learned so much. And your songs are so inspirational. They're so life-touching.
Thank you.
And I just want to thank you for being my guest. And I hope it won't be too long that I'll get you back here because I'm waiting for that new song.
Okay.
I'm waiting for that new song. That song should come out and we got to blow the roof away.
Okay.
So
great.
Once again, I say thank you so much. And do you have any final message you want to send out? If people want your music, how can they get it?
So if you want my music, it's right now, the current album is on all digital platforms, iTunes, it's on Spotify. You can find my music by typing in Sandy J. dot here now, H-E-A-R now, N-O-W. hearnow.com, sandyj.hearnow.com. And Sandy J is J-A-Y, not just J. So just type in Sandy J Music, Google Sandy J Music, you will find me on all platforms, on Facebook, Twitter, Digs, every platform I'm on there. Yes, I'm a social media guru, so I'm on there. I just want to thank you so much for this opportunity today. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to listen to my second album. I also have some tracks from my old album. You can check them out. If you type in Sandy J Music, you see some of my old videos. You can see the trend that, you know, that I'm moving on. So,
all right. Well, thank you so very much. And one final thing before you go, just jump into my head. I understand you're going to Sierra Leone, to my country.
So I'm going to Sierra Leone. Surprisingly, Sierra Leoneans just love Sandy J Music. Even though I'm here in the DMV, I work with a lot of Sierra Leoneans and some Cameroonians also. Like, you know, like, basically, I gel with them. You see the chemistry that I was talking about when it comes to characteristics and you attracting.
When I look at you, you look like you're from Sierra Leone.
You attracting and repelling, and then how love is formed.
How we love each other and how we can move it
how
forward.
How we can move it forward. All and right. Then some don't really attract, they repair.
Well, if I can say from here, Sierra Leone, get ready. Sandy J is coming. King Milan, get ready at the SLBC. Sandy J is coming. She's going to be your guest. All right. That is from me. Take it, okay?
And we'll end up in Ghana.
And you end up in Ghana. Yes. Well, that's awesome. I wish you all the best as
you
go out there.
Much.
And so our final track for today is going to be Don't Give Up. On behalf of my guest, Sandy J, and the backup singer on the show today is Opal. Thank you very much, Opal. Yes,
thank you,
and
Opal
has been we've been on movies together,
right.
You know, we've acted together, and she's such a wonderful lady. So with all of that, I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. So we meet again. I'm David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long as I bring you now the sound with Sandy J. Don't give up. All of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long. My Savior, so I will never give up. Jesus is my Savior. I will never give up. I will never look back. Jesus got my back. I'm going to the top, and he's always by my side. Don't you ever give up. Don't you ever stop. Trust in the Lord. He's a miracle God. My God, he too come down. He died on the cross. Trust in the Lord. I will never give up. My God is strong. Mighty warrior. My Savior. My God, the two-time.